Can everybody hear me? ¿Me escuchan? Sí, bueno. After that, I really do not know how I'm going to start. But again, thank you all. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, ladies, for inviting me tonight. When I got the email to be here, I was like, me? Yo? You sure? You sure about that? But again, like they mentioned, yes, I am a dreamer. And many dreamers in this country are, as you know, are fighting a battle at the federal level. But my story begins when I was 5 years old and my mother decided to leave me in Mexico. I think that's one of the hardest things that you have to do is see your mom leave in a car and she leaves and you're crying your life out because she's saying, I'll be back, but you don't know if she'll be back. My father first began the journey to come to America. He came to Virginia, actually. He came to Springfield. And then us Latinos are very by word of the mouth. So his friend in Baltimore said, hey, there's better employment here. There's better opportunities. Come to Baltimore. My dad did not think twice. He left his other job. He was like, ay, nos vemos. See you later. And came to Baltimore for better opportunity. And actually, during the day, I had an interview with NAIT, N24, and the question was that the reporter asked me, he said, why did your parents come here? And I said, my dad was a farm worker back in the day. He used to do jicama. Have you guys heard of jicama before, or fruit, you know? You put chile and limon, it's so delicious. And then, you know, for years during his lifetime, because I lost him about almost 10 years ago, he thought that it was going to be a successful business, but, you know, competition came into town and he had to do other things. And so eventually he had me and then my two other siblings, and he had to, you know, make a tough decision to come to the U.S. Just to provide a better life. And then that's when my mom also left. When I was 5, I came to the U.S. I landed in California. I told my mom why we didn't stay there because I actually want to be a work in the entertainment field, communications. So if you see me on E! News or at the Oscars, you know me then. And like most of us, we all have dreams. Each and every one of you sitting here tonight, you have a dream. My dream is to one day be able to go back to my homeland and also visit my dad's tomb, to say thank you. I did not get the chance to say that because he went back to Mexico thinking he was going to get healthy again. When I came to the U.S., when I landed in Baltimore, it was very hard. It was a total change of environment. You know, you came from Mexico to California, and then to Baltimore. You're like, what is going on here? My experience in elementary school was very interesting. I remember my mom said, she says, you're going to go to school, you're going to wear this uniform, blue navy pants and a white shirt. Keep it clean. I'm like, okay, we're going to see about that. I came to the U.S. I'm not going to say it was very difficult. Learning the language, first of all, was one of the things that I did not understand. My mom leaving you in a school, she's like, mijo, te vas a quedar aquí. You're going to stay here for about 8 hours, and I'll pick you up later. Remember, she said that already one time, and I was like, you did not come back. So I was like, okay. And then I remember it was lunchtime, right? And you're like, okay. They were trying to get a translator to translate to me, and I was like, what are you saying? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. But luckily, I was able, years later, to learn English thanks to my ESOL teacher that I actually just reconnected with him through social media, through Facebook. Funny how that works, right? Mr. Rebar, he was my ESOL teacher. He was very passionate about me learning the language. Funny story was that when we had a back-to-school night, I remember this, my parents came and the teacher and everything. And so, you know, you're sitting there and the translator was late. So the teacher was like, Jesus, hey, you're going to go ahead and translate. I was like, for real? So I go ahead and translate. We're in the middle of the translation. And the teacher looks at me and looks at my dad because he looks confused. And my mom's like, okay, whatever. So teachers, you know, come in. Then finally the translator comes and she says, that's not what the teacher was saying. I was like, oh, Jesus, now I'm caught. So the message that she was trying to tell my parents, your child is not progressing in the English language. I was trying to say the opposite, but it didn't work. And so my dad was so shocked, he said, when we got home, he said, no más novelas. I was like, ¿qué? Why? And my mom was like, for real? Why? So, because he was very strict. No, he's like, you're going to learn the language. He's put us in an after-school program. He made us listen to the English radio. He even made us watch The Simpsons. He was like, that, you can watch that. That'll be fine. I was like, okay. But thankfully, I am very thankful to my father and my mother. I still have my mom here with me. Very thankful for them because she worked night and day to bring us here to the U.S. Like I said, I did not know that I was coming to another country. I did not know that I was crossing a border. A lot of people like to say that the border crossed us. We didn't cross the border. So it was very hard, you know, just coming to the U.S., meeting new people. But years later, in 2008, I started high school. I graduated from Patterson Senior High School here in the city of Baltimore. It's a very international school. And my work started at our first Noche de Inmigrantes in Annapolis. I remember at the time Betsy Torres was one of the organizers, and we were at church, me and my brother. And days before, they had mentioned about community service learning hours at school, and so we were like, we got to get started because we need 75 by the end of the senior year. So we thought that was a lot, so we were like, okay, let's get started. And that's when my work with immigration activism started in Annapolis on our first Noche de Inmigrante, where we were fighting for licenses, and then years later, we were fighting for the Maryland Dream Act, which we won. It was a tough battle, but we won. And that allows undocumented students to pay in-state tuition here in the state of Maryland. And then to now, in 2012, I graduated high school at the age of 20. I know everybody's like, oh my goodness, for real? I was very like, Mom, I'm going to graduate. She was like, I don't care. As long as you get the diploma, you walk across stage. I thought it was going to be easier than that, but it wasn't. I graduated from high school, and I got the opportunity to work with CASA. CASA is a nonprofit organization that works in the state of Maryland. And we have an office here in Baltimore, so if you want to ever come down, you're more than welcome to. So in that year, I was working the summer of 2012, and when the announcement came, it's very interesting how everything happened. Days before, I had a big argument with my mom about working. She was like, Jesus, you need to work. You can't be lazy, you know, at home. I was like, I wasn't being lazy. But, you know, Mexican parents, Mexican moms get so upset. And you're like, tienes que trabajar ahora. I was like, okay, mom, I got you. So it was a summer. It was a summer day. I was getting myself ready to go to CASA because we were working on different policies and different issues and informing the community about different events that we were having. And it just happens to be that days before, like I said, I had an argument with my mom. And then I'm getting ready. She's in her room. You know, Mexican parents are 5 o'clock in the morning already. You know, she's like, I already ate breakfast. I'm doing laundry. I was like, well, mommy, you are a working machine. Like, I'm trying to get myself woke. And it's funny, the news comes on. At that time, it was a morning show, Despierta America, por Univision, giving them, you know, fame here. And so my mom's like, hey, Jesus, she's saying something on TV about President Obama had an announcement and everything. I was trying to get my shirt on. I was like, just trying to get ready. I walk into her room, listen to the announcement, and when President Obama says that, you know, kids that were brought here to the U.S., as young kids can qualify for this. Jump to so Trent calls me and he says, Jesus, we have to go to Washington, D.C. I was like, okay, change of plans. So that's when I knew my life, I had to be ready for anything because anything could change. So we go to Washington, D.C. we have all this media coverage, all these reporters coming up to me. So how do you feel? I was like, first of all, I don't even know if I qualify. But okay, let's see. Good. We expect the most people, you know, because you just didn't know. So months later, I sit down with the CASA lawyer, and he says, and she says, you qualify for this. Just to, you know, for most people that have a Social Security card or have an ID, that was like sacred. You know, you just like if you were in church, you know, just holding it up, you're like, oh, amen. When, like I said, I qualified, and when I got that card in the mail, my mom received the envelope, but she said, she called me and she said, mijo, I didn't want to open it because I didn't know what it was. It looked like from immigration, so she got scared. She was like, I'm not going to open it. I was like, okay, get home. And just to see that piece of plastic with my name and then going to Social Security Administration and being able to get that social, it was just like freedom, you know? And then during this process, I see a post. I don't know if Gina is here, but Gina Baez used to be the coordinator for Mi Espacio at the time. She posts a job post for Hopkins, Johns Hopkins University Program Research, Bilingual Program Research Assistant. And I said, I was just messing around on Facebook, you know, social media. I was like, hey, Gina, sure, I'm interested. Oh, Gina saw my comment. She said, Jesus, we're going to fill out the application. I was like, oh, Jesus, I was just joking. But I wasn't. And I got the opportunity, and 5 years ago, I was able to work for Johns Hopkins University as a program research assistant, helping the young people in Baltimore connect to health resources in Baltimore City. And that's my story, my immigrant story, and that's many stories here in the U.S., and hopefully you all can support us in the November elections to elect the right people that will work for the people, not for the corporations.